Mackenzie.
Hi.
Justin.
Hey.
And Tammy.
Hello.
We're going to kick it off with last week's programs. All right, so Aisley is going to tell us about Dungeons & Dragons Club from last week.
So one of last week's programs was Dungeons & Dragons Club, where we continue our adventure.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm supposed to talk about the next part, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, Anthony. I'm going to talk about Adult Craft Night because I'm an adult and I know about said things because I also work here. So Adult Craft Night, we had Knots for Pots came. Kimberly King supplied all the materials for our 11 patrons that came to the program. And while people were here, they made three-legged? I was about to tell you, but then I got tripped up over the three-legged. Is it legged or legged? What is your guys? Legged?
Yeah.
Three-legged?
Legged.
Oh, legged. Okay, sorry. Three-legged plant holders using knots and beads. So that is what they did at the Adult Craft Night.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Who's up next, Anthony?
All right, so for the Battle of the Books Club, that's what we did last week, and we did a round the world or something.
Yeah, we were just going over the, eight books, trying to get a hang of the, authors and titles and that sort of thing. Just kind of general themes of the books.
And keywords, which Justin did terrible
on. Yeah, I'm sorry. that's Battle of the Books. Cool.
So, go ahead, Mackenzie.
Hi, I'm Mackenzie, and I'm new to this program, and we are still accepting members 4th through 8th grade.
So Mackenzie just joined us today. It's her first day here, and Mackenzie, are you having a great time?
Yes.
Awesome. That's me saying the word awesome, which I'm trying really hard not to say anymore. Yeah, did
we'll
go through and
one.
Say that? Oh, yeah, we did. Never
we'll
mind.
Buy you one.
Yeah, thank you, Tammy. I appreciate that.
That's all last week's programs.
Yeah, so Anthony, you want to send us off to our break,
yep.
I guess?
All right, so this is going to be the ad break.
Yep. Okay, Anthony
see,
has
see
officially...
See you in a minute.
There you go.
Today we're talking about an academic challenge-style game called Battle of the Books. In the Battle of the Books, you can compete in an academic challenge style questionnaire and hang out with your friends in our Battle of the Books team.
Alright, welcome back to NPL Talks. You already know the rest. So, we're going to go to next week's stuff, which includes what?
All kinds of things. First off, Aisley, do you want to...
Yeah.
Well, you want to do the this part that you're going to be in? You know that thing? Okay, yeah, you can talk about it.
Okay, so...
The microphone's right here.
Next week, which is 4th of July, it was 4th of July.
Yeah, that's true. Happy 4th of July.
There's going to be 2 days off at the library.
Yeah, Yep, we'll be closed. I know. That's good for us. You guys don't get paid to make the podcast, so that's fine. But yeah, Aisley, are you doing something special during that time? Cool.
Watch out for me, Dave.
Yeah, watch out for Aisley at the parade.
What are you going to do?
My 4-H group.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do your 4-H group.
Yeah, she's going to be in the parade with her 4-H group.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Watch out for Aisley. Even though this is a podcast, you don't know what Aisley looks like, but just look for someone that looks like they might be an Aisley and say, hey, Aisley. all right,
wait,
Anthony, what's up
that
next?
That looks
on our...
like an Aisley. Okay. We're going to be continuing our Dungeons & Dragons at 11 a.m., and then every other Saturday after that, there is going to be Dungeons & Dragons from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your sister
fun.
Is in that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
She's really excited.
Is she?
She barely gets to go to any, though.
Okay, you want to talk about the rest? So, We're going to talk about the rest of the stuff that's coming up next month, just so you guys like can know what's going on.
Oh, yeah. So there's a story time for ages 5 and lower. And it's every Thursday from 11 a.m. to 11:30.
I'm
going to
do a trick for you here, Anthony. I'm going to move your thing here so that way you don't have to turn away from the microphone every time you look at your calendar.
Oh, that's a good trick. Oh, yeah, this is the thing I'm reading. Yeah, it's totally a good idea. What else is there? Oh, yeah, okay. So there's Battle of the Books, which we talked about in the first day.
Yeah, and I believe you guys just heard an advertisement for that, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
and that's his future. And, you know, we haven't put it in the podcast yet because we do editing magic here. But yeah. They will have just heard an ad.
It's a magic thing. Uh-huh. We're magicians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the next Battle of the Books practice is on July 26th from 4:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. And I think that's the last practice
for July.
It's
for July
through eighth grades.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What else is there? Oh yeah. Beatles in Cleveland, which I don't know what that is.
Well, there's a cool description right there for you.
Oh,
Mm-hmm. You can even just read the description.
No, you read it.
Okay, I'll read the description for you because Anthony doesn't want to. During the height of the Beatlemania, John, Paul, George, and Ringo visited Cleveland for two of the wildest, most out-of-control concerts in rock history. Author Dave Swenson takes you back to the 1960s on stage with the Fab Four. Through insider stories, rare concert films, never-before-published photos, and memorabilia, registration for this will begin on Tuesday, July 21st.
I have a question.
Yeah, what's your question?
What's memorabilia?
Like artifacts, I guess, is what you could call them. Like, just, like, collectibles, yes. Not really art. I don't know if they call it, like, qualified as artifacts.
They want big words for adults.
Yeah. You have to take it up with Miranda. Maybe when you interview her someday, you can ask her why she used that word.
Yeah,
but it's a good word. As an adult, I can say I like the word memorabilia. And we also got to have an educational experience with you.
Yay.
Because of that word.
Okay, who's next?
Mackenzie can go next if you want, Mackenzie.
Yeah, Mackenzie.
Yeah. Make sure you put your face right up in that microphone when you speak.
Okay. June 7th and July 19th, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m.
families with middle school age children. There is... Oh, yeah, Meet Charlie Dinner Emo. What the heck?
Dinner Demo. All right, so that is...
Dinner Emo?
Nope, Demo is what it says. Where are you guys at? Oh, yeah, June 7th, and so it's July 19th will be the one that's coming up. It's for families with just school-age children. It doesn't have to be middle school. But that's from 6 to 7, so we have a Charlie cart that we received. Yeah, so we just got a Charlie cart. For the library, that's kind of like a mobile kitchen, and it's
and
kind
what
of.
Is a Charlie cart?
Yeah, that good question, Anthony. Yeah, so the Charlie cart is over. If you guys can't see it because this is an audio podcast, but I just pointed to this big gray thing in the corner. It's like a mobile kitchen that has all kinds of things for us to teach cooking programs.
And it's on wheels.
It is.
Yeah.
That is what mobile means. Yes, Anthony. So we're gonna teach like how to cook things and all kinds of culinary programs. So the Charlie Cart program, Meet Charlie, I believe we will be teaching people how to make butter and kind of introducing you to the future of the Charlie program. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mackenzie's got a couple more, I think.
Okay.
What else you got, Mackenzie?
Camp. June 14th and June 18th, 12:30 p.m. to 2 p.m.
Yep.
Camp
so,
Half-Blood.
Yeah, Camp Half-Blood. It's July 18th. We will be having...
I want to know what that is.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been to it.
Yeah. Aisley, are you going to that Camp Half-Blood too? Aisley said she might go to it. I don't know. She gave the big shoulder shrug. But Nerd Nation Robotics will be here for that one, which is a local robotics team, and they will be teaching robot programming, and you'll use the things that they teach you to do different challenges based on Greek mythology. So that is the next Camp Half-Blood program.
Okay.
Sound interesting to you, Aisley?
What was the first one?
What?
What was the first
one? The first one, we made a giant maze out of cardboard boxes. It took up most of this meeting room here, and then people raced around the maze. It was messy, but fun.
You know, people make, like, mice race, like, a mice maze, and
Mouse mazes? Okay. Yeah. All right. What else you got, Mackenzie?
And July 14th, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Reservoir. Yeah. Days. That's another one of those tough words. Reservoir Day. So at that one, I believe we will be playing kickball and tag and all sorts of things like that.
Oh, wait, what is it?
That is when?
July 14th.
July the 14th, from 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock.
Wait, where?
That's for kindergarten through 6th grade.
Reservoir.
Kindergarten through 5th grade, sorry.
Oh, that's sad, I can't go.
What grade are you in? 6th?
Going into 7th.
You're going into 7th? Wow, Anthony, you're old. You could probably come help out if you want to. Aisley, will you be going to the Reservoir Day?
Probably.
Probably, nice. Do you like kickball?
Yes.
Kickball is fun.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sort of. Was that your last one, Mackenzie? What do you got?
No, one more.
Yeah, what do you got?
July 11th, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Camp Awesome.
Ooh, yeah, and I believe at that Camp Awesome, we will be making birdhouses. We will be making s'mores cookers out of pizza boxes.
Is that for kindergarten?
Kindergarten through second grade is what Camp Awesome is. Camp Half-Blood, the kickball one, that one is... Oh, wait, sorry, no, Camp Half-Blood is the one that...
Oh
yes,
gosh.
You're right, Anthony, you're old.
I am so old.
Yeah, so, okay, so Reservoir Day is kindergarten through 5th grade. Camp Half-Blood is 3rd grade through 5th grade. And Camp Awesome is kindergarten through 2nd grade. So that's all confusing if, like, all these dates and things. We have calendars at the desk, so all that stuff's available there. All right, Aisley, what do you got?
July 17th and July 1st is Music and Movement.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I run that program. It's for preschoolers, and you can come dance around and sing Baby Shark. Do you guys like the Baby Shark song?
No? All right, since we don't have a video camera.
No comment on that one.
I think Aisley's sigh was picked up on the microphone. You don't like Baby Shark?
No.
Okay. What else you got?
We have July 19th is Game Day.
Mm-hmm. Ah, Tammy's running that one.
And that's something for Anthony, since he's so old.
Yeah. Same thing. It's for 6th grade to 12th grade.
Mm-hmm. What kind of games are they, Kimmy?
Video games. We're going to play Wii, and we have summer games.
Oh, that's during
Wii.
Summer, so I can't go. Because I can't play video games during the summer, sadly. But hopefully there's an exception, and I can go. Oh.
Do you think your mom will listen to this podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, so she'll
know.
Oh, okay. So they'll know it's video games. I was gonna say you can go home and say it's board games, but they'll know.
And there will be snacks.
Oh, snacks and
drinks.
Yeah, we have Switch too, right? We have all that stuff. Snacks and drinks. Tammy runs a fun program, so there you go. What else you got?
Craft Night, which is July 25th.
Yeah, it's for adults.
Yeah.
Does that one say something about Bob Ross in there? I think that might be the adult craft night. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bob Ross themed painting, yeah. I believe this person is a licensed Bob Ross instructor.
Yes.
I don't know how you get that, but she is certified. Yeah, not licensed, certification, that's what she is.
What? Mm-hmm. Ow.
Yeah.
That's a thing?
It is a thing.
That's a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing. What else you got, Aisley?
Are you familiar with Bob Ross?
Yeah. Everybody knows. Yeah, Bob Ross, he's pretty cool. You like Bob Ross, Aisley?
I watch him.
You watch him?
Yeah. Right.
Right. Okay, so then Tammy is going to talk about...
Okay, yeah, we have Anime Club also for Anthony. That's at 3 o'clock, and this one we are doing ramen noodles. There's different flavors to try, and we also are having mochi ice cream, and we are showing the movie Spirited Away.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, my dad said that in the anime club they were gonna have just one flavor of ramen. Like,
we have all kinds of different flavors. We're gonna try them all.
Yeah.
Nice.
Different flavors, yes.
Imagine you just put all the flavors in one bowl.
That would be probably gross. Aisley, would you do that? Aisley is shaking her head very, very vigorously. She is against that idea. Okay, so the last one, I'm going to talk about Michael Mage. So Michael Mage is coming to close out our summer reading program. And once Michael Mage comes here, his last magic trick will be to end summer reading for us. So I know he's a cool dude.
Except,
he's going to do all kinds
summer
of magic.
Reading part?
Yeah. Yeah. The ending summer reading part.
Reading.
Right. Regular. Not bad. Battle of Books keeps going. Yeah. Michael Mage will be coming. He's an award-winning magician. I think if you're listening to this and you go to, Norwalk Schools, he came to your school. and did magic there. So you might recognize him. Did you see him? Mackenzie, do you have anything you want to say about Michael Mage? No? Nothing? Was he good, though? Yeah.
Kind of?
Okay. Well, you can come and see if you agree with Mackenzie about Michael Mage. Yeah, so that is all our future programs for next month.
Next week.
And next month. We kind of did the whole month. Yeah. It's all a month. Also, all the signups for July programs, everything we just talked about, signups are available now for those.
Yeah, they just came out.
Yep. So there you go. That's our upcoming stuff. Now I believe it is time for, oh, you're the host. You tell all these people this stuff. I just took over. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah. Is it for,
I do that sometimes.
Is it time for the local talk?
It is time for the local talk.
It is time for the local talk.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
All right. So we're talking about Sherry's Coffee House.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you say it so fast?
Because she's excited about it.
Oh, good.
Why'd you say it so slow? You said Sherry's Coffee House. Okay. Well, that could probably be your answer too.
So what's everybody's favorite food at Sherry's? Well, actually, who's been to Sherry's Coffee House?
I have. Well, Aisle, you gotta say me, because raising your hand, people don't see that.
Have you been
there? I was there 2 hours ago.
Oh.
I got a fruit smoothie.
Oh. Have you been there, McKenzie?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what's everyone's favorite thing to get? Oh yeah, I've been there, by the way.
Probably the fresh milk chocolate.
I like the giant cookies there. They're really good.
Yeah, I've heard good things about the cookies. This one kid comes in the library like every day. It's Sherry's cookie every day.
Mm. They're really big and crunchy. Mm-hmm. So good.
Do you guys get drinks there? What's your favorite drink to drink there?
Milkshake.
Milkshake? What flavor?
Vanilla. I'm a very plain person.
I love vanilla milkshakes. That's what I always get too. Mackenzie, what do you get at Sherry's?
Frozen hot chocolate.
Ooh, okay.
Two.
Wait, what do you like?
Frozen hot chocolate.
Did you already say that?
Yeah.
I'm bad at paying attention. Cool. All right, you guys have anything else you want to say about Sherry's?
Cool place.
Cool place.
Oh, yeah. They have this little house for little kids. I don't know if they still have it, but they do.
Okay. They only have a microwave, though. They took out everything else.
Don't talk bad about it. It's like only a microwave. People have fun with it.
All right, so that is Sherry's Coffee House. What's next on your agenda?
Well, we are interviewing...
London.
Yeah. All right, so you guys won't notice this, but we're about to take a quick break while we go get London to come in here for her interview.
Yeah.
So here's our break, and we'll see you in no time at all, because you won't notice.
All right, so everyone from NPL Talks is back from their break, and we're here with London. Say hi.
Hello.
All right, so our first question for you is, what is your favorite thing to do here as a librarian?
My favorite thing to do here as a librarian? Probably help people. I love helping the patrons that come in.
What are some things that you do in your free time?
I like to play with my dog. I like to scroll through TikTok. That's something I like to do.
Oh, I was going
to
ask, what were you going to do on, what are you like doing on your phone a lot? Phone?
Ooh, TikTok. Taking pictures of my dog.
Do you have your own dog account? Or?
I will confess, my dog did used to have an Instagram. So if you find it, you can, yeah.
Anyone else have any questions?
What's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal? I really like, okay, this is kind of controversial, okay, because I like dogs, but I really like lions and tigers. I just went to the zoo, so.
What are some of the better books that you've read?
Okay, people like to make fun of me for this sometimes, but I really like the classics. I like The Great Gatsby, which I don't know if any of you guys are old enough and have read that yet, but that's a really good one. And I also like To Kill a Mockingbird.
Have you read Lassie?
I have not read Lassie. No, do you recommend I read Lassie?
Yeah, it's a really good book.
Okay, maybe I'll try it.
Aisley, do you have any questions?
What do you think about possums?
Okay, I could talk about this for a long time. I love possums. I don't know if any of you guys have seen the possum memes that go around online. Have any of you guys seen possum memes? Okay, well, I'll show you them once we get down here. But but they're really funny, and there's also raccoon memes. So, do you like raccoons easily? Okay, yeah. So, I would like to change my answer from before. My favorite animals are possums and raccoons.
Okay. Do you have any questions for Mackenzie?
No.
All right. Okay, I gotta think of questions. State champion.
So I just, with my school, I just went to this thing called Educators Rising, which is for like future teachers. So I had to put together a interactive bulletin board, and then I had to be judged on it. So I had to like present it to all these like really fancy people.
And, that's pretty cool.
So I was just in Washington, D.C. for it. And I think Justin would really like me to mention I did win first place.
What's your favorite number?
My favorite number is the number 11.
7-Eleven, yay!
Aisley, what's your favorite number?
11.
Wow, we're like best friends.
Cool. You guys want to say goodbye?
Oh, yeah. All right, well, thanks for being here on NPL Talks.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yep. All right.
I feel famous.
Cool. All right, thank you, London.
All right.
Okay. Do you guys have anything else you want to talk about this week?
No.
Cabin Roundup?
Oh, Cabin Roundup!
Mistakes have been
Easily,
made.
I would let you read these numbers, but I don't think you would be able to understand what my writing is on them, so I'll probably read them. If that's okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. hang on, let me do some really quick math right here. What's 6 plus 7?
13.
Okay, thanks, Anthony. What's 6 plus 1?
7.
What's 7 plus 1?
Your favorite number. How do you not know?
7. 8. 1, 3.
He's
okay.
A librarian.
That's true. I do words, not numbers. Okay, cabin roundup. So summer reading for 3rd to 5th grade. You're all earning points, and every week we do the check-in.
And we all have our own cabin. Not really. we're in cabins.
Yeah. What cabin are you in, Anthony?
I'm in Poseidon's cabin.
Mackenzie, what cabin are you in?
No.
Mackenzie doesn't know. Aisley, what cabin are you in?
Athena.
Ooh. All right. So our current standings are. Poseidon has 7,191 points. Anthony just turned in quite a few points yesterday.
1,348 points.
Yes. Wow. Athena is actually very close behind with 6,917 points. So very close. Zeus is behind right now. I'm not gonna lie, it's not looking great, but some points can be turned in. Anthony just turned in how many points yesterday? 3,000 or something?
Yeah. No, 1,000.
1,000, yeah, 1,000. So Zeus, it is fixable. Your problem is fixable, but right now you're at 3,183 points. And the Titans have around 5,000 points. That secret fourth cabin.
We're beating them by a long shot.
Yeah, well, not that long of a shot. You're beating Zeus by a long shot.
True.
All right, so that is your cabin roundup. Do you guys, Anthony, any last things you want to say on the podcast this week?
Not really.
Aisley, you got anything else you want to say?
No.
Mackenzie?
No.
All right. Tammy, you got anything else you want to say?
I do not.
All right. I also don't have anything more to say. So, you guys want to say goodbye?
Yep. All right. See everybody who is listening. See you next week.
Well, we won't see him, but we'll talk to him. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Thank you.